like one of them.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Everyone from Johnson Brock High School, it's time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. A very special welcome to all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Strive video stream. We're glad to have you along with us. Those of you listening on Sunny, if you'd like to watch the game tonight on your computer, that web address is strive.tv/Johnson Brock, and you'll be able to watch the game as well as enjoy our broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer from Johnson Brock High School on the color tonight. And we're looking forward to what should be a couple of really good high school basketball games here in these varsity contests as the Johnson Brock Eagles are tonight hosting the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's move right to the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the visiting Sacred Heart Irish, they'll go with Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior, averaging 8.9 points per ball game. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4". She's averaging 8.3 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'8 and a sophomore, averaging about 6.5 per game. Jessica Wurtenberger, she's the leading scorer on the Irish team. She's a 5'10 senior, averaging 14.2 points per contest. And Macy Keller rounds out the starting five for the Irish, 6-foot senior, averaging 5.8 points per game. The Irish are coached by head coach Luke Santo, and their record is 5-15-2 on the season. Now with a look at the Johnson Brock Eagles starters, here's Dalton. Those are the starters for both teams. As we said, Sacred Heart 15-2 on the year. The Johnson Brock Eagles at 13-3. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the tip-off after this two-minute break. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. We just had a lovely rendition of our national anthem performed here by one of the Johnson Brock vocal student. She did a great job, knocked it out of the park, didn't she, Dalton?
Yeah, she did. Perfect timing there at the end to bring us back.
That's called rampant right there.
Yeah.
You got it. Dalton Knippelmeyer joining me here tonight for the color commentary, a senior at Johnson Brock High School. Dalton, you've worked with us several times throughout your high school career, and I think this may wrap it up tonight. This might be your last evening to work alongside of us.
Just going to say a huge thank you to everybody for tuning in and listening. After all these 4 years having to put up listening to me, hopefully you'll be able to hear me sometime in the future on another station or network or somewhere around here.
We'll look forward to that. Dalton, of course, he's a busy man tonight. He played JV ball, and the JV boys picked up the win 59-44 over Sacred Heart. Then he comes up, and he's going to work three quarters with me before headed back to the locker room to suit up for the varsity game. The fourth quarter, I'll be joined by a freshman here. Clara Heller is going to be making her broadcast debut on Sunday 101.3. So we have a lot of fun with the young people coming by and getting the students on the air, and many opportunities. Sometimes we give them their very first opportunity to work live radio, and I've got a lot of young people out there in the industry right now who I put on the air for the first time.
That's great.
One of my fun things I like to talk about is my buddy Nate Rohr. He's now the public address announcer at the University of Nebraska football games, and we worked with Nate over at Beatrice at the Videkas tournament starting when he was a sophomore in high school. So, all right, we're ready to get underway. Girls varsity action, the Irish 15-2, the Eagles 13-3. Taryn Ottoman will step in for Johnson Brock to jump it up. She'll go against Gentry Lechtenberg. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Irish. Delaney Witt with the basketball to the right side, finds Olivia Eichhoff. Works the left-handed dribble between the rings, across court to the far side. Back it comes to Eichhoff. Sacred Heart in their black uniforms, white numerals tonight. Pass to Eichhoff underneath is tipped away. Macy Keller comes out of there with it. She's in traffic, needs help. Bounce pass out to the left side. Got it out to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg can't get to the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Wurtenberger under the basket, tries to put a shot up in traffic. Couldn't get it, and the rebound is taken down by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman outlet pass down quickly. Finds Knippelmeyer to the left side. Ellie Rasmussen for three from the left elbow. Up and off, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Delaney Witt. Witt will push it the other direction. Into the corner, right side, Eichhoff, jump shot baseline, up and off, no good. Rebound down to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens will bring the basketball up court herself across the timeline. She dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle, to the near side on the left wing. Knippelmeyer holds the ball. She launches a long two that's off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish. We played a minute, 6:52 to play first period. No score so far here at Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock's Drive TV. Here's a long three from the corner. Wurtenberger up and off, no good. And the rebound to Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen up court, being guarded by Wurtenberger. Irish in a man-to-man defense. Here's a long three. Knippelmeyer rimmed it in and out of there. Wouldn't go. A fight for the rebound. Went off of Macy Keller. It'll go out of bounds and it'll belong to Johnson Brock. The Eagles will inbound it. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Johnson Brock working from our right to left, from north to south here. We're seated high atop the 50-yard line here on the east side. To Knippelmeyer in the paint. She puts an off-balance shot up and off. No good. Macy Keller has the rebound. Outlet pass to Eichhoff. Eichhoff down court. Shot is up off the right side. No. Tipped around underneath. Rebound put back. Lechtenberg. And there's the first 2 points of the ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg, the 5'8 sophomore, got the put back on the offensive board. 6:05 to go now in the first quarter. 2-0 early in the ballgame. Sacred Heart with the early lead. On the dribble, Brooklyn Behrens with the basketball to the left side to Rasmussen. Across court, Natalie Clark holds the ball at the top of the key. Now finds Knippelmeyer on the left side, guarded by Wurtenberger. This is Brooklyn Behrens. A little weave and handoff at the top of the circle. Rasmussen to Clark on the left elbow. Top of the key again, it comes to Knippelmeyer. Brooklyn Behrens wants to penetrate on Witt. Delaney Witt won't give it up. Here's Ottoman underneath the basket. Shot is up and good. Taryn Ottoman with the first 2 points for Johnson Brock. We're tied at 2 apiece. Full court pressure now by the Johnson Brock girls. In backcourt, Wurtenberger. Down court pass finds Witt. Witt across to the far side. Goes over to Eichhoff with the basketball. Eichhoff looking for Lechtenberg in the paint. Can't get it to her. Comes to the near side. Witt right back to Eichhoff it goes. Into the corner, baseline left side. That's Wurtenberger. Skip pass, top of the key. Back up top, it comes to Witt. With the basketball, driving. Eichhoff kicks over to Macy Keller from the right side. Shot is up and off the rim, no. Rebound brought down Natalie Clark. The outlet pass comes out to Brooklyn Barons. Across to the far side, this is Hallie Rasmussen, guarded by Wurtenberger. Finds Clark on the left elbow. Knippelmeyer, three, top of the key, got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer hits the three from the top of the circle. That's her first bucket of the night. Johnson Brock with their first lead of the evening. 5-2, the Eagles lead it now with 4:38 to play in the first quarter. This is Wurtenberger into forecourt with her pass to Delaney Witt. Into the corner right side. Underneath, Lechtenberg with a shot up and good. Oh, nice job feeding Gentry Lechtenberg. Uncontested lay-in. It's 5-4. The lead is one for the Eagles. Dalton, you haven't been able to get a word in edgewise. Fast-moving basketball here.
Pretty quick moving. And Ottoman throws it out of bounds here. Possession will go back to the Irish. Coming in for the Eagles is Chloe Weiss. She gets Natalie Clark a break for Johnson Brock. 4:14 remaining here in the first quarter. 5-4 your score. Eagles with the early advantage over the Irish.
This is Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble to the far side. Finds Wurtenberger across the timeline to Macy Keller in the paint. Goes to Eichhoff. Ball is loose on the floor. Chased down by Delaney Witt. Left-handed dribble. She brings it all the way back out between the rings to the top of the circle. Across court past Wurtenberger. Down to Macy Keller. Feeding it in to Lechtenberg again. Lechtenberg scored under there a minute ago. That time they collapsed on her. Here's Eichhoff with a jump shot from the left side. Keller chases down the rebound in the corner. Tries to feed it underneath. Ottoman with the steal. Ottoman down court. Chloe Weiss to the left side. Gives it up to Knippelmeyer. She hit it a minute ago. 14-footer. Short off the front of the rim for Knippelmeyer. Rebound pulled down by Lechtenberg. Down court comes Gentry Lechtenberg on the dribble. Gives up now to Eichhoff with the basketball. Chloe Weiss is in there in place of Natalie Clark. We reported that a moment ago. Here's Delaney Witt for three from the corner. Got it. Delaney Witt with her first bucket of the night. And the lead goes back to Sacred Heart in a seesaw contest. 7-5 now. Irish up by two with 3:05 to play in the first period. Chloe Weiss in traffic. Feeds into Ottoman. Ottoman up top. Knippelmeyer open look. Three. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer hits her second three-pointer. It's a seesaw battle. Johnson Brock back up by one. We've already had four lead changes here.
Yeah, this can be a very good game.
It's single digits. Here come the Irish on the attack now. It's Delaney Witt. She's got an open look for three. Got it. Boy, they're shooting lights out. Delaney Witt.
Contest going on here.
Yeah, with her second three-pointer. Knippelmeyer has a pair of threes, and so does Delaney Witt. And it's back to a Sacred Heart. Two-point lead, 10-8. Irish on top. 2:25 to play here in the first quarter. Knippelmeyer to Weiss. Weiss tries to go into the paint, has the ball taken away. Lechtenberg comes up with a steal. She had Wurtenberger out ahead of her, but we're going to have a foul called here on the near side.
Yep, foul will be on Chloe Weiss, her first personal, first team foul for the Eagles. Substituting in for the game for the Eagles is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She gets Hallie Rasmussen out.
Had a little officials timeout here just for a moment to give one of the Irish girls a chance to tie her shoe, Gentry Lechtenberg. My grandson saw that once and said, Grandpa, she needed to reboot. Irish with the basketball at the top of the key. Eichhoff comes to the near side, Delaney Witt. To Lechtenberg in traffic. Boy, they collapsed on her quickly that time. The defense was there. They're not going to give Lechtenberg that easy look under the basket that she got earlier. Now it comes into Keller. Keller in traffic. She's stripped of the basketball. Goes out of bounds. Cuts last, though, by Johnson Brock. It'll stay with the Irish. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter of basketball. A minute 58 to play. First period, 10-8. Irish girls up by two. Mob pass comes up to Delaney Witt. Across court pass, Jessica Wurtenberger with the basketball. Chloe Weiss out chasing her in the man-to-man defense. Wurtenberger with Weiss following her. Goes to the free throw line. Kicks it to Witt. Into the corner, Eichhoff, right side. Lechtenberg in the paint. Can't get to the basket. Bounce pass to Keller in the corner. Ball stolen away by Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, down court pass. Tripping up is Witt on the far side. Underneath it goes to Brooklyn Barons. Here's a three on the way. Knippelmeyer off the rim. No. The rebound is brought down by Barons. Brooklyn Barons will reset the offense with a minute 22 to play in the first quarter. 10-8. Irish up by two here at Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Barons with the ball. Left side across court pass. Chloe Weiss driving to the baseline right side. Gives back up to Buckmeyer with the basketball. Barons, Weiss inside, Ottoman with a turn, spin move, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Taryn Ottoman. She's got 4 points, and we're tied at 10 apiece. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. 52 seconds showing on the clock, first period here at Johnson Brock High School. Here come the Irish down court. Wurtenberger across the timeline. Goes to Delaney Witt, right side. Back to Wurtenberger. Lechtenberg in the paint. Shot is blocked. The whistle, and we'll have a foul called against the Eagles.
Fouls on Brooklyn Barons, her first personal, second team foul for the Eagles.
Stepping to the free throw line will be Gentry Lechtenberg. She's a 50% free throw shooter on the year. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Has 4 points so far on a pair of field goals. Here she'll be shooting two shots. Lechtenberg takes aim. The first free throw is on the way up and good. She got it. Another big welcome to all of our viewers tonight on Johnson Brock's Drive TV video stream. We're glad to have you with us. If you're listening on Sunny 101.3 and you're near a computer, go to strive.tv/Johnson Brock and you can watch the game as well as enjoy our broadcast here on Sunny. Lechtenberg gets the second free throw and that puts Sacred Heart back up by 2, 12-10 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. I expected it to be close like this, Dalton. There's a shot up by Ottoman, blocked away by Keller. And coming down with it, Wurtenberger, she walks with the basketball and turns it back over.
Yep. By the way, when we were talking there and when Lechtenberg was shooting free throws, Daisy Witt came in for the Irish. And the ball will be, possession will go back to Johnson Brock.
Daisy Witt in place of Delaney Witt now. Daisy Witt, 5'4 freshman. She had a couple of nice buckets in the JV game tonight, hitting the threes. Chloe Weiss has the basketball, lobs it into Ottoman. She makes a move to the basket. She's stripped of the ball, and grabbing it up is Lechtenberg. Down court, it comes with 11 seconds. Ball stolen away by Brooklyn Barons. Fast break the other way. Barons almost lost it. Into the corner, Weiss for three. Up and off, no good. It's tipped around. The rebound comes down to Daisy Witt, and there's the buzzer. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish girls lead Johnson Brock 12-10. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish girls leading Johnson Brock 12-10. I think we had five lead changes in the first quarter. It's been that tight all the way. Johnson Brock will have basketball when we resume play. The inbound pass tossed into Brooklyn Barons. Barons to the near side. That's Natalie Knippelmeyer with the basketball. She dribbles to the top of the key, feeds to Ottoman in the paint. Shot is up and off, no good. Macy Keller pulls down the defensive board for the Irish. The outlet pass comes to Delaney Witt. Over to Olivia Eichhoff on the left wing. Now Wurtenberger in the corner. Deep baseline, left side of the basket. Wurtenberger dribbles out onto the elbow. Gets the pass right back from Delaney Witt. Now Wurtenberger penetrates. Free throw lane. Shot is blocked away, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Jessica Wurtenberger at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Irish.
See who the foul's on here once they put it up on the board. Foul's on Chloe Weiser, second personal, 13th foul for the Eagles.
At the line shooting two, Jessica Wurtenberger. The first shot is up and good. Had to get the roll on it. That's Jessica's first point of the night. Her second shot coming here. The senior takes aim. Second shot is up. It's good also. She got them both. Wurtenberger with her first 2 points. And that's the biggest lead for the Irish. Up by 4 now, 14-10. Johnson Brock needs a bucket. This trip down, they want to keep it close all the way. Chloe Weiss, oh, nice pass to the right side to Behrens. Open look from the right side, couldn't get it down. And the rebound to Macy Keller. Keller with her outlet pass to Delaney Witt. Chloe Weiss chasing her step for step all the way down court. Now Witt with the basketball to Lechtenberg. Oh, she was trying to come to the near side. It was tipped, though, over here by Helly Rasmussen, out of bounds off of Rasmussen's fingertips.
Checking in for the Eagles for the first time is Anna Lilliness. She gets Chloe Weiss out with Weiss having two fouls.
Lilliness, a junior, on the floor now for Johnson Brock. 14-10, Sacred Heart up 5-4, 6:58 to play here in the first half. Irish with the basketball. This is Wurtenberger. Double teamed on the left side. Gets into Eichhoff at the top of the free throw circle. Eichhoff works to the left side of the circle. Can't get to the baseline. Lob pass into Lechtenberg in the paint. She's going to turn around and take the 5-foot jumper. Up and good. They left Gentry Lechtenberg unguarded in the paint. 5 feet out in front of the bucket. Those are hard to turn down.
Yeah.
All right, here comes Johnson Brock down by six now. Ottoman to the corner left side. Long three from the corner left side up and off. No good by Helly Rasmussen. Rebound to Laney Witt. Fast break to Wurtenberger into the basket. She saves it from going out of bounds. Tosses it back up to Delaney Witt. Eichhoff in the corner left side. Wurtenberger for three. Off the rim, no. Battle for the rebound. Whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Irish.
Foul on the Irish is on Macy Keller, her first personal, first team foul for the Irish.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Here's Brooklyn Buckmeyer back onto the floor. Brooklyn Buckmeyer in for Brooklyn Behrens. Get my Brooklyns crossed up here.
You got two Brooklyns and two Natalies on this team.
What a deal. Down court. Helly Rasmussen left side, Natalie Kniffelmeyer. Lob pass into Taryn Ottoman. Right side, shot is up. Lilliness off, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger, double team, gets rid of it to Keller. Back to Wurtenberger, and she'll bring it into forecourt and set the offense for the Irish. On the near side, this is Eichhoff handling the ball. Skip pass across court. Lechtenberg in the paint. Eichhoff, 12-footer right side, up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with her first 2 points. And with 5:39 to go in the first half, the Irish go up 18-10. Timeout, Johnson Brock. We'll step aside, take a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Kniffelmeyer tonight here at Johnson Brock. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Over on the Strive side, Grace Newman is our camera person tonight. And running the, I guess we'll call her the producer-engineer over there, is Clara Heller right now. At least she's the girl at the laptop. And without their efforts, you folks at home would not be able to enjoy the video stream or the audio in the case of Mr. Carpenter. However you're enjoying tonight's game, we're glad to have you with us. No better way to spend a cold January night in southeast Nebraska. If you can't get out and attend the games in person, why not enjoy them right here? All right, 5:35 to go in the first half. Johnson Brock comes into forecourt. Lilliness on the left wing. Up top gives it to Kniffelmeyer. Over to the right side. Taryn Ottoman, an NBA three. She was 6 feet outside the arc. Rinded in and out of there. Wooden drop, and the rebound comes down to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, across court pass to Laney Witt. Here comes Eichhoff. Feeds down to Macy Keller on the baseline right side of the basket. Up to Delaney Witt. She works to the left side of the free throw circle. Her pass comes back to the near side now to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff, left wing, Witt. Eichhoff bounce pass right side, Wurtenberger inside to Keller in traffic. Keller guarded by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Oh, nice pass from Keller as she fed it underneath to Olivia Eichhoff for the easy two, and Eichhoff capitalized on it, and suddenly the Irish have opened up a double-digit lead here early in the game, 20-10 with 4:40 to play in the first half. Working to the left wing with it is Helly Rasmussen. Lechtenberg doing a defense. Now Taryn Ottoman's at the top of the circle. Her pass goes over to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Off of Buckmeyer's fingertips, it goes out of bounds. Wurtenberger will set out. Who's checking in?
That's Stacy Witt over there.
Okay, Witt onto the floor. Wurtenberger out for the Irish. 4:28 to go, second quarter here at Johnson Brock. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Really glad to have you with us tonight. Here comes the Irish down offensively at the top of the circle. Eichhoff goes to Dacey with the freshman. Dacey, a cross-court pass to Delaney. Macy Keller in the corner. Back to Dacey Witt, top of the circle. One dribble. Comes near side now to Eichhoff with the ball. Dacey Witt for three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound, Ottoman had it. And grabbing up the loose basketball is Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen will push it down court. She'll pull up from the free throw line with a jump shot that's off and doesn't go. The rebound to Lillinus. And Lillinus gets the ball back on the right elbow. Top of the key. Comes up with it to Rasmussen. Right side, Buckmeyer with the ball. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a cross-court pass. Natalie Knippelmeyer, long three off the iron, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg did a good job down there battling with Buckmeyer for that rebound. Lechtenberg down court, and traveling is going to be called. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Checking in for the Eagles is Natalie Clark and Brooklyn Behrens.
3:32 to go here in the first half. We've been stuck on 20-10 for a while. The Irish with a 10-point double-digit lead. Johnson Brock has had three trips down and come up empty. They need to score this trip. Buckmeyer with the basketball. Brooklyn comes up top with it. Her pass goes to Rasmussen. In traffic is Ottoman. Off to Buckmeyer again on the right wing, right in front of the Sacred Heart bench. Ottoman into the paint. Penetrates a little shot up and got it. And she will be fouled. A nice move offensively by Taryn Ottoman. She took it to the hole, right into the teeth of the defense, got the bucket to fall, and now she's got the and one.
That foul's on Macy Keller, her second personal, second team foul for the Irish, and Gentry Lechtenberg will come in and get her.
Macy Keller sets out with her two personals. Taryn Ottoman has 6 points already for the Lady Eagles. Here shooting one from the charity stripe. The shot is on the way up. It's good. Taryn Ottoman put it down. She has 7 points now for Johnson Brock, and it's 20-13. The Lady Eagles back within seven after trailing by 10. Stacey Witt with the basketball gives to Eichhoff, top of the circle. Ball tipped away by Brooklyn Behrens. Eichhoff has to chase it down in backcourt, and she'll be called for over and back, and that's the correct call. Now, some of the folks in green across the way might disagree with me, but it was clearly touched over here.
They had two players around there poked it away.
They got the call right there. The ball goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. Rasmussen to inbound it in forecourt on the side from the west sideline. Lobs to Natalie Clark in the corner. Lob pass into Ottoman under the basket. Goes up with a shot. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Brooklyn Behrens. It's blocked. And a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Brooklyn Behrens at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots now for the Lady Eagles.
Fouls on Jessica Wurtenberger. Her first personal 13th foul for the Irish.
At the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens. She has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. The left-handed shot is up. It's short off the front of the rim. As a second attempt coming.
I believe that's the first free throw miss in the game.
Yes, it is. We were combined 5 for 5 until that one. Second shot is up, and it's good. Brooklyn found the rings there. She has her first point. And now Johnson Brock has pulled back within six.
Natalie Knuffelmeyer comes in for Brooklyn Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock.
2:45 to play in the first half, 20-14. Irish led it by 10, 20-10 since then. Johnson Brock with a 4-0 run here to try and close it up a little. This is Delaney Witt on the dribble at the top of the key to the left elbow. Feeds it to the left side. Dacey Witt's tied up over there by Behrens. She's in trouble and tried to give it up to Eichhoff. Apparently Clark must have reached in there and tipped it away. Went out of bounds. They say possession stays with the Irish. Eichhoff to inbound it. A cross-court lob pass comes to the near side to Dacey Witt. Right side, Lechtenberg handles the ball. Lechtenberg into the paint. Lob pass underneath. There's Wurtenberger off the glass up and good. Wurtenberger with the basket. Her first field goal. Give the assist to Olivia Eichhoff, the senior. Found her teammate waiting under the basket for the pass. Here's Clark with a long two that's off the rim. No, and Lechtenberg has the rebound. 22-14. The lead is 8 for the Irish with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Left side down in the corner. Eichhoff picks up her dribble. Top of the key. Dacey Witt. Right back it goes to Eichhoff. Now Olivia works the dribble up between the rings to Witt. Once again, they play catch with it to the near side. Lob pass to Laney Witt. Into traffic, Wurtenberger working against Ottoman. No shot there. Good defense underneath the basket by Johnson Brock that time, not letting Wurtenberger get to the bucket. Now Delaney Witt tries to reset things here offensively with a bounce pass to the left side. Over to Eichhoff, into the corner right side. Lechtenberg, skip pass across Eichhoff. Up top, Delaney Witt. Collision, whistle, and a foul, most likely, on Behrens.
A foul is on Brooklyn Behrens. It's her second personal foul, 14th foul for the Eagles.
Not a shooting foul. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Lechtenberg's having trouble with that shoe. She had to retie it again. 1:22 to go here in the first half. Irish basketball, lob pass, Wurtenberger, shot up, off the rim, no. Rebound, Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman brings the ball up court herself. Wurtenberger picks her up on defense. Now gives it to Natalie Knippelmeyer for a long three. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer, her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 9 points. And Johnson Brock back within five now with 1 minute to go in the first half. 22-17, Irish by five. 53 seconds on the clock. Irish may play just for one here with a five-point lead. Wouldn't be surprised. Lechtenberg, they're running a little weave to burn some clock. Gives it up to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt works into traffic. Got herself trapped down there. Kicks it back to Lechtenberg down deep in the corner left side of the basket. Lechtenberg, floater in the paint. No. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Behrens with 30 seconds to go. And now Johnson Brock with an opportunity to play for the final shot. Down by five. On the right side with it is Helly Rasmussen. Gives up to Brooklyn Behrens. Down to 16 seconds. Natalie Clark holds it. Lob pass. Ottoman under the basket. Ottoman can't get to the bucket. Feeds it to the right side. Helly Rasmussen shot up and good. Helly Rasmussen with her first bucket. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Irish down in a hurry. Long shot at the buzzer. Eichhoff couldn't get it. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 22 and Johnson Brock 19. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll be back with the halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to John. Johnson-Brock High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles 22-19 at the half. Time now to take a look at our first half scoring presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, first of all, the scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish. They have 22 points on the board. They're led at the half by Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore. She has 8 in the ballgame. Delaney Witt with 6. Adding 4 each were Olivia Eichhoff and Jessica Wurtenberger. Lady Irish win a perfect 4-for-4 from the charity stripe in putting up their 22 points. They led 12-10 after one quarter. They were up by 2. Now they lead by 3 at halftime. But keep in mind, at one point they had a double-digit 20-10 lead, and Johnson-Brock came battling back. Here to take a look at the Johnson-Brock scoring is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
Here for Johnson-Brock, Brooklyn Barons goes 1-for-2 from the charity stripe for 1 point. Allie Asmussen gets 1 field goal in the game, and she has 2. Natalie Knippelmeyer with 3 trays for 9. Taryn Audubon, 3 deuces and 1 from the free throw line for her total of 7. And Johnson-Brock's total of 19 on the game. Eagles go 2 of 3 from the free throw line, down 12-10 at the start of the first. They kind of went on a run there end of the second quarter before halftime. Cut the lead to 3-year score, 22-19 in favor of the Irish.
Yes, after trailing 20-10, they went on a 9-2 run, to be precise, to be back within 3. And that's where we stand at halftime. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to send it back to our sunny 101.3 studios with an update on your latest weather forecast, followed by another 2 minutes of information. And then we'll be back with third quarter action. Live from Johnson-Brock High School, you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows level off around 23. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Highs level off around 43 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 37. 18 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Lady Eagles 22-19. If you weren't with us for that first half, the Irish led by two after one quarter, 12-10. Then they opened up a 10-point advantage on an 8-0 run and went up by double digits, 20-10, only to have Johnson Brock come fighting back into it and go on a 9-2 run. And now at halftime, we set 22-19. And, you know, Dalton, this is just about exactly the type of ball game I expected.
Yeah, I expected it to be really back and forth here. I mean, it's kind of been a, except for the first quarter, second quarter was really a game of runs. Irish go out on, 8-0 there to start, and then the Eagles come back 9-2. I'm looking, Irish all around doing pretty well. For the Eagles, I'm looking for Brooklyn Barrett to get into Wayne Moore, get to the hoop. And
all right, back to live action. We move into the third quarter. Sacred Heart with the basketball, moving from our right to left here at Johnson. On the right side with it, that's Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble to the top of the key, up to Gentry Lechtenberg, the only sophomore in the starting lineup here. Lechtenberg gets the ball back in the corner. She leads the Irish in scoring here at halftime with 8. Lob pass into Wurtenberger in traffic. There's a little floater. Eichhoff in the paint, couldn't get it. Rebound follow shot. Eichhoff can't get it. Rebound try for foot back by Wurtenberger, and a whistle and a foul, and Jessica Wurtenberger will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for Sacred Heart.
Foul is on, I believe it's on Brooklyn. Nope, it's on Chloe Weiss, her third personal, first team foul for the Eagles.
At the free throw line, Jessica Wurtenberger. She's 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Make that 3-for-3. Jessica hits 67% of her free throws on the season. Averages 14.2 points per game. Lady Eagles held her to just 4 in the first half of this one. Second shot is up and good also. Wurtenberger hit them both. She's now 4 out of 4 from the line and has 6 points in the ballgame for Jessica Wurtenberger. 24-19. Lady Irish up 5-5. Behrens, or rather Buckmeyer, feeds it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer's shot is up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer got the basket. She's fouled. She'll have the and one coming at the line.
See who the foul's on here for the Irish. It's on, that's on Delaney Witt, her first personal, first team foul for the Sacred Heart.
There's the free throw up and good for the and one. Natalie Knippelmeyer's in double figures, has 12 points now, and it's a 2-point ball game, 24-22. Lady Irish up by 2. Sacred Heart comes on the attack. Eichhoff to the right side. Oh, Delaney Witt way outside hits the 3. Delaney went with her third three-pointer of the night. She was 6 feet outside the arc there, Dalton. An NBA range three-pointer there for Delaney Witt. Went with the steal on the pass. She's got the breakaway lay-in. Here comes Buckmeyer defensively. Witt got the basket and the whistle and the foul. And Delaney Witt just nailed a three. She comes back with a steal and a two. And now she's fouled and stepping to the line. So Delaney Witt with a big hot streak here.
Fouls on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first personal second team foul for Johnson Brock.
At the line for the end one, Delaney Witt. Free throw is up, and it is off. No good, but the rebound comes down to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, a cross-court pass. Keller on the floor. She's back up. She's all right. To the left elbow, Delaney Witt. Skip pass right side. This is Eichhoff, Olivia Eichhoff. Goes to Gentry Lechtenberg. Back up top comes Eichhoff. Now Eichhoff launches a long three. It's off the rim, no good. Wurtenberger with the rebound. Johnson Brock's going to have to do a better job on the defensive boards here. They're giving Sacred Heart way too many opportunities. Underneath Keller with a driving lay-in. Up off the glass and good. Keller puts it down. Macy with her first bucket. Timeout taken. 6:14 to period. 31-22. Lady Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you. We're in Johnson, Nebraska tonight, Johnson Brock High School. This is the first half of a doubleheader. Coming up next, of course, will be the boys' varsity contest, Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart. These two teams, the girl teams, came in here, as we mentioned during the pregame. Sacred Heart 15-2 on the year. They are the Mudecas champions. Johnson Brock 13-3. They took second place in Mudecas, losing to Sacred Heart. So it was a close one. Here comes the JB Lady Eagles with the basketball. Kelly Rasmussen across court gives it to Knippelmeyer. Rasmussen driving baseline floater. No, whistle foul. And now we're going to put Kelly Rasmussen at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Eagles.
Fouls on Jessica Wurtenberger, her second personal second team foul for the Irish.
So at the free throw line, Kelly Rasmussen, she has 2 points on one field goal back in the second quarter. This free throw is on the way up and good. Rasmussen got it down. Just about the time that Johnson Brock is really closing up, I think they got within two there. Then suddenly Delaney Witt goes off for a three and a steal, and all of a sudden now it's back. Well, that second shot's up and good for Rasmussen. So we're back to a 7-point lead now for the Lady Irish. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock. Lechtenberg gets the ball across the timeline where she's double teamed. Gets back to Wurtenberger. A cross court pass right side. Underneath, this is Keller. Shot is up, partially blocked. Players falling to the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. Lots of contact under there. Who says basketball is not a contact sport?
There's a lot of physical action under the basket.
I asked that question of one of the biggest guys on the court sitting right here next to me. 5:39 to go, third quarter. 31-24. Lady Irish up by 7. Here comes Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer goes to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman needs to get a little more active in this offense. She tries to move to the bucket. She'll be fouled on the floor by Macy Keller.
That is Keller's third personal foul, 13th foul for the Irish. And checking in for Johnson Brock is Natalie Clark and Brooklyn Barons.
Sitting down to take a break. Anna Lillenis goes out of the game. And I believe Brooklyn Buckmeyer is the other one that will take a breather. Now here comes Dacey Witt in replacing Macy Keller. Keller will take a breather. They give up a little size there when they go to Witt. Underneath the passage to Clark under the bucket. She's going to be called for traveling with the basketball. Natalie Clark got tied up and double-teamed under there and couldn't get down with a dribble.
Irish will retain possession here. Eagles set up in their press. Eichhoff with the ball now guarded by Rasmussen. She gets it down forward to Delaney Wood. Now Delaney Wood pulls it back out, sets up the Irish offense. Stacey Wood in the corner, back to Delaney up top, lobbed into Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger will take the shot from the elbow, in and out, rebounded by Ottoman.
Go right ahead, young man. This is your stage.
All right, now we got Knuffelmeyer on the left side, wing guarded by Eichhoff. Swung back to Brooklyn Barons at the top. Back to Knuffelmeyer. Clark now in the corner. Tried to lob it in there to Ottoman. Not there. Stolen away by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg racing the other way for the Irish. Poked away, and a foul will be called on Taryn Ottoman.
Taryn Ottoman called for the personal on Taryn. That'll be her first team foul, number three, on the Johnson-Brock Eagles.
Stacey Witt to inbound the ball now for the Irish. Throws it in to Delaney Witt. Eagle set back in a 2-3 zone here. Stacey Witt now on the left side. Lob back over to Delaney Witt. Inside to Jessica Wurtenberger at the right elbow. Now over left side. Eichhoff poked away, and foul will be called on Natalie Clark.
On Natalie Clark, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number four on the Johnson-Brock Eagles. 4:33 to play here in the third quarter. 31-24. Sacred Heart on top. Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the ballgame now, replacing Natalie Clark. Back to live action.
Eichhoff throws it into Lechtenberg, left side in the corner. Now Delaney Witt, left wing, over to Stacey Witt, takes a couple of dribbles, sets the offense back up. Now Delaney Witt, left side, inside to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger guarded by Ottoman. Wurtenberger looks to go all the way, layup off the rim, no good, rebounded by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer goes the other way for the Eagles, up to Rasmussen now, guarded by Stacey Witt, skipped over to Brooklyn Barons, lobbed inside to Ottoman. Ottoman turns around, takes a few dribbles. Buckmeyer now, right side, Knuffelmeyer, right wing. She tries getting inside to Ottoman. Ball poked away. Lechtenberg now has it for the Irish. Other way to Eichhoff. Now in forecourt. Brooklyn Barons picks her up. Eagles set back in their 2-3 again. Inside to Wurtenberger at the free throw line. Wurtenberger looks to go inside on Ottoman. Not there. Back out. Eichhoff. Eichhoff's jumper from the elbow. Not there. Rebounded by Brooklyn Barons. Now Ottoman has it. Slows it down for the Eagles a little bit. Hands it to Rasmussen now. Rasmussen now looks to drive inside. Looks to put up a little floater. Not there off the glass. Wurtenberger with the rebound. Now Wurtenberger will go the other way. Ball chased behind by Brooklyn Barons. What nice pass there from Wurtenberger down to Lechtenberger for the layup.
Lechtenberger in double figures now with 10 points in the ballgame.
Brooklyn Barons now with it to Knuffelmeyer on the left wing. Wanted a screen from Ottoman. Not there. Hands it to Ottoman. Now Ottoman handed off to Rasmussen. Over to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Now Rasmussen skipped over to Ottoman, left side wing. Now Barons on the left corner takes a few dribbles and looks to go inside all the way to the rack. Brooklyn Barons with her first field goal of the night off that layup. Pulls the lead back within seven. Now the Irish with it, Wurtenberger with it, looks to go inside, puts up a floater, not there, and blocked, foul is called on the Eagles.
Wurtenberger is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. I think that's going to go on Taryn Ottoman, and if it is, that will be her second personal. They're still haven't posted it here. They're going to keep us
on Clark,
they're keeping us in suspense.
Yeah. Wurtenberger's first free throw is off, no good.
Wurtenberger is 67% free throw shooter. That's the first one she's missed tonight. She's now 4 out of 5 from the line.
Wurtenberger with the ball now, takes a couple dribbles. Her second free throw on the way is good for Jessica Wurtenberger.
Timeout taken on the floor. 2:43 to play third period. 33-26, the Irish up. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Doing
Missoula. Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 2:43 to play in the third period. 33-26, the Sacred Heart Irish girls up by 7. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader. Coming up later tonight, the boys' varsity contest, Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. Don't forget, tomorrow night, I'll be over on our sister station, KTNC, as the Fall City Tigers travel to Weeping Water to take on the Weeping Water Indians. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls' game set to tip off at 6 o'clock. And again, that'll be live on our sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and, of course, online at mscsports.net. We move back to third quarter action. Here's Dalton.
Eagles with the ball back now, 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. Brooklyn Barons brings it up for the Eagles. Elevator screen set for Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer from three on the way. Three-pointer good by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Gets her fourth three-pointer on the night. Eagles now set up in a press. Brought this game back within 5. Eichhoff with it now.
Knippelmeyer with 15 points now.
Yep. Barons now guarding Eichhoff. Eichhoff dribbling, looking for somewhere. Gets it to Daisy Witt. Now takes a couple dribbles over to Delaney Witt. Tries to throw it into Eichhoff. Ball thrown away by the Eagles. Brooklyn Barons with it going the other way. Takes the dribbles, looks to go in all the way. Takes her Euro step up. Floater no good. Foul will be called on the Irish. 2 shots coming for Brooklyn Barons from the charity stripes.
Brooklyn Barons will be at the line. We'll see who they put it on. I think the foul is going to be called on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, that's her second personal. Team foul number 4 of the half on the Irish.
Barron's first free throw on the way, just short off the iron, no good. Checking in for the Eagles, Taryn Ottoman and Chloe Weiss. They get Natalie Clark and Hallie Rasmussen out. Brooklyn Barron's now with it from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way is in and out, no good. Irish with the ball now the other way. Eichhoff with it, brings up in fourth court. Takes some dribbles to Lechtenberg in the corner, left side, not there. Now Eichhoff swings it back to Delaney Witt up top to Daisy Witt. Tried to get it inside Eichhoff, she got it. Now back to Lechtenberg. Daisy Witt up top gives the ball fake now to Delaney Witt on the right side on the wing. Daisy Witt now again with it back to Delaney. Those two just playing a little bit of catch right now. Daisy Witt back to Delaney. Delaney picked up by Chloe Weiss. Delaney throws it in to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger gets it out to Lechtenberg. Now Daisy Witt will pull it from three. Daisy Witt's three-pointer is good.
Nice shot by the freshman from out on the left elbow. Her first 3 points.
Yep. Now Barron's with it. Now gives it to Knippelmeyer. Chloe Weiss on the left side. Baseline in the corner. Now to Buckmeyer from the top. Brooklyn Buckmeyer from three. Not there. Rebounded by the Irish. Eichhoff with it. Now goes the other way. Delaney Witt will try from three now. Delaney Witt's three is good for the Irish. Her fourth three-pointer on the game. Irish build an 11-point lead here. End of the third quarter. Brooklyn Barons now with it, guarded by Delaney Witt. Brooklyn Barons looks to go all the way. Her shot up and no good off the iron. Rebounded by Lechtenberg. Now Lechtenberg pulls it out, gives it to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt coming back down the floor now. Looks to go inside, not there. Back to Daisy Witt.
25 seconds.
Yep. Delaney Witt now over to Lechtenberg. Left side picked up by Knippelmeyer. Now ball poked away. And Lechtenberg hands it off to Eichhoff.
13.
Yep. Eichhoff with it, picked up by
10.
Daisy Witt, right side, gets the ball screen from Jessica Wurtenberger. Delaney Witt looks to go inside, off the glass, not there. Weiss with it now, going the other way. Chloe Weiss puts up a shot from the volleyball line, not there. And in third quarter, your score, the Irish 40, Eagles 29.
1 minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Dalton, I know you've got to break away now to get to the locker room for the varsity game. Thank you, my friend.
Yep, real quick, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody for tuning in here over the past 4 years I've been here and having to listen to me here on the radio with Randy or on the Stripe broadcast. And thank you, Randy, for being here, letting me join you. It's been a pleasure the past 4 years being here with you as a high school student, getting more experience, getting to know, you know, what more to say and do and talk about. So hopefully you guys will all hear me in the future and on a bigger broadcast or stream.
All right. Well, good luck to you with the broadcasting career. That's Dalton Kniffelmeyer, senior here at Johnson Brock High School, helping us out with the broadcast. Thank you, young man. All right, Mike, we're going to change out some players here, and then we'll be ready to move to fourth quarter action. With the basketball, inbounding it, Sacred Heart tosses inbounds to Delaney Witt. Witt across the timeline into forecourt. Irish up now by 11, 40-29. And now a collision on the far side, and a foul is going to be called. The ball goes out of bounds. No foul. It just goes out of bounds off of Sacred Heart, and Johnson Brock will have the basketball back. Brooklyn Barons across the timeline. Eagles down by 11 now, 40-29. And here's an offensive foul going to be called on Johnson Brock down under the basket. This one may be on Natalie Clark. I'll have to wait until they post it. It was away from the action. I was watching the basketball. Yes, it is. Natalie Clark picks up her second personal, team foul number 6 on the Lady Eagles. Now with the basketball is Olivia Eichhoff on the right side elbow. Eichhoff with the basketball, lobs inside. Wurtenberger, turnaround shot up off the glass, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Kniffelmeyer. Natalie Kniffelmeyer into forecourt to the top of the key. Here's Taryn Ottoman for 3, up and off the rim, no good. Rebound Macy Keller with the basketball. Keller to the near side. Bounce pass comes over, gets it to Wurtenberger across the timeline. Wurtenberger driving baseline left side, wanted to go for a layup, couldn't get it. All right, Clara Heller joining us now. Clara, good evening, young lady.
Good evening.
All right, we've got a foul called here on the floor. At the free throw line will be Jessica Wurtenberger. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul up here is going to be on Brooklyn Barons. That's her second personal, team foul number 7, so we're shooting 1-1. At the line, Wurtenberger hits the first one. Jessica Wurtenberger has now made 6 out of 7 from the line. She hits 67%. Second one is up and good also on the season. Clara Heller, a freshman, Johnson Brock High School, sitting into the chair where Dalton just vacated. Glad to have you with us here, young lady. We'll get you worked in as we move along. Here's a long shot for 3, up and good. Nailing the 3 from the left side is Natalie Kniffelmeyer. Kniffelmeyer dropped that one in. I've got her with 18 points now in the ballgame. Down court on the right side comes Eichhoff with the basketball. Skip pass across, nearly tipped away, and now it is stolen by Ottoman. Ottoman gets the outlet pass out to Helly Rasmussen, and Rasmussen across the timeline. 6:35 to play in the ballgame. It's a 10-point contest, 42-32, Irish up. Underneath, Clark with a shot from the left side, up and good. Natalie Clark, her first 2 points of the ballgame. Clark dropped it in with for 2. In backcourt, Olivia Eichhoff. The lead cut to 8 now. It's been close all the way along. A couple of times they've opened it up. Timeout taken on the floor by Sacred Heart with 6:15 to go in the ballgame. 42-34. Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller back with you here now at Johnson Brock High School. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the girls' varsity game. 42-34, Lady Irish up by 8. It's been a hard-fought contest. 3-point game at halftime, 2-point lead after one quarter. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Back to live action. Jessica Wurtenberger in the corner on the right side with the basketball. Bobs it down into the corner. That's Macy Keller on the baseline. Bounce pass into Wurtenberger. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We'll see who this one's on. They'll post it here in just a moment. Jessica Wurtenberger will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. There you go.
That foul will be on Chloe Weiss. That'll be her fourth personal foul, eighth team foul.
First free throw is up and off. No good for Jessica Wurtenberger. Jessica has now hit 7 out of 9 from the line tonight. This shot is up and good. She got it to fall. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. 43-34. The lead is back to 9 now for the Irish. Down court on the attack comes Brooklyn Behrens. In the paint to Chloe Weiss. Weiss works to the right side. Now gives it up to Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen, a cross court pass. That's Brooklyn Behrens on the dribble. Bounce pass goes into Weiss. Weiss tries to work against the defense there. Here's a jump shot from the right side. Ottoman for 3, no, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Or did they say the ball was just tipped out of bounds? Did we have a foul there? Apparently the ball was just tipped out of bounds. They're not charging a foul to anyone. Coach Mitchell Atkinson up expressing displeasure with the official across the way. To the left elbow, into forecourt, comes Olivia Eichhoff. Pressuring her is Natalie Kniffelmeyer. Bounce pass to Wurtenberger on the right side. Back to the left elbow, Eichhoff. Into the corner, Gentry Lechtenberg. Had a look, didn't take it. Again to Wurtenberger, left wing. Irish now with a 9-point lead and 5:13 to go. They're slowing it down. Oh, there's a pass stolen away. Chloe Weiss with the steal on the fast break, 2-on-1. Had it dribbled back away from her by Wurtenberger, but then Wurtenberger lost the ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Johnson-Brock Eagles. 5:05 to go in the ballgame here at Johnson, 43-34. Sacred Heart with a 9-point advantage. Lady Eagles basketball. Bounce pass inside, in traffic. They get it out to Weiss. Rasmussen had it momentarily in the paint. Into the corner, baseline left side. Brooklyn Behrens with the ball. Ball dribbled away out of bounds and went off the foot of Natalie Kniffelmeyer. Excellent defense over there by Gentry Lechtenberg. The sophomore forced the turnover and got the possession back for Sacred Heart. And we're reaching that point of the ball game where every possession is critical here now, inside of 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's been a hard-fought game here.
Pass goes inside now to Wurtenberger, left side. Lechtenberg, shot is up and off, no good. And there with the rebound is Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman across the timeline to the right side. There's a long three off the rim, doesn't go. That shot put up by Helly Rasmussen. The ball is tipped away. I think we've got another foul here. Let's see who this one's on. Could you tell?
That foul, I believe.
There you go.
It's on up. Delaney Witt. That'll be her third personal, 15th foul. For Sacred Heart.
So two more fouls before Johnson Brock sees the 1-1. There are 18 fouls posted on Johnson Brock at this point. 4.5 minutes to play. Brooklyn Behrens with the ball up top. Natalie Kniffelmeyer, 3 off the rim. No, and the rebound to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff pulls it down. She's trapped down here. Flings the ball down court. Stolen for a minute by Kniffelmeyer. Now they get it to Lechtenberg. Driving layup. Lechtenberg got it. Gentry Lechtenberg is having herself a night. She's got 12 points in the ballgame, and it's an 11-point lead once again. Down court pass stolen away. Lechtenberg, the aforementioned sophomore with the steal, goes in for the layup, can't get it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. 20.
I believe that foul's on Brooklyn Behrens. That'll be on Rasmussen. Her first personal brings Johnson up to 9 team fouls.
All right, and at the free throw line, Jeffrey Lechtenberg shooting 2. First one is up and good. The sophomore has hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 13 points in the ballgame tonight, got 8 of those in the first half. Gentry Lechtenberg, second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. 47-34. This is the biggest lead of the game for either team. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:58 to play in the ballgame. 7:34, Lady Irish up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Is Randy Gatulo. That's Clara Heller seated next to me for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. Grace Newman, our camera operator tonight, as we bring you the Strive video stream right alongside the Sunny 101.3's audio. Back to live action with the basketball. This is Brooklyn Behrens. Tries to go up with a little floater. The ball is blocked away out of bounds. No whistle, no foul. Went out of bounds. Touch last by Sacred Heart. So it'll belong to the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Brooklyn Behrens to inbound it. Left side on the baseline. Behrens lobs it into the corner. Chloe Weiss with the ball right back to Behrens. She launches a three. Doesn't go, but she'll be fouled. And I believe she's going to be shooting three here. This should be a three-shot foul situation for Brooklyn Behrens.
That foul is on Olivia Eichhoff, her first personal foul, 16th foul for Sacred Heart.
Behrens at the line where she'll be shooting three shots. The first one is up and good. Brooklyn Behrens hits the first one. She's now made two out of five from the line, and she has 4 points on the night. Here's her second free throw. It's up and it's off, but she'll get a third one. That was a three-point attempt when she was fouled down in the corner. That's why the three shots. Brooklyn Behrens, ready for another attempt here. The left-handed free throw is up. It's good. That one went right down the middle. Nothing but nylon for Brooklyn on that one. Back to an 11-point ball game. 47-36. Lady Irish up by 11. A lot of time left here. 3:39 to go. Irish don't want to take their foot off the gas because Johnson Brock has battled back from two double-digit deficits twice already tonight. Wurtenberger dribbles against Knippelmeyer. Oh, she breaks away for a driving layup and couldn't get it. Knippelmeyer has a defensive rebound, and she'll push the ball down court. Olivia Eichhoff running stride for stride with her across the timeline to the right side to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman launches a three that's short off the front of the rim, but chases down her own rebound. Ottoman in traffic has the ball taken away by Lechtenberg. Ball is loose on the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Sacred Heart. Lechtenberg, perhaps? That would be my guess, but we'll wait until they post it here. We know that at the free throw line will be Chloe Weiss. Weiss has not scored yet tonight. She'll be at the line here shooting 1-1. I think that was a seventh team foul. And they still haven't put the foul up, though, have they? There we go.
Yeah, Lechtenberg with that foul for first personal. 17 fouls for Sacred Heart.
Shooting 1-1, Chloe Weiss. Free throw is up and good. That's Chloe's first point of the night. She had not scored until that free throw. Makes it a 10-point ball game with 3:09 to go. 47-37. Sacred Heart up by 10. Chloe Weiss will try and cut the deficit here to single digits. Second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. Weiss with a pair. It's a 9-point ball game. And now Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the lineup. She'll come in to replace Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Full court pressure now by the Lady Eagles. Wurtenberger inbounds the ball to Olivia Eichhoff. Brooklyn Buckmeyer gives chase in backcourt. Eichhoff reverses and gets it across the timeline successfully, avoiding the 10-second call. Eichhoff works to the left side of the free throw circle on the dribble. To the top of the key to Macy Keller. Right wing it goes to Lainey Witt. Irish going to let the air out of the ball here with a 9-point lead and 2:48 to go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
That foul, I believe, will be on Taryn Ottoman, number 32. That'll be her second personal, and that'll bring the Eagles up to 10 team fouls.
So in the double bonus now, shooting two shots is Delaney Witt. She's 0-for-1 from the line. She hits that one. Now 1 out of 2 from the line. Delaney Witt, let me add them up here, has 15 points in the ballgame right now. Second shot is up and good also. She's got 16. 49-38. Been a competitive game here. Still 2:45 to go. A couple of threes and Johnson Brock right back in this. Here's a driving lay-in. Brooklyn Barons found the lane, drove the bucket, and got the easy two underneath. We've got timeout taken on the floor by Johnson Brock. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. 49-40. Sacred Heart up by nine. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3.
You back again to Johnson Brock High School. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. 49-40. The score was 12-10. Sacred Heart up by two after one quarter. At halftime, 22-19, a three-point ballgame. And that's after Sacred Heart had opened up a 10-point lead. At the end of three, it was 40-29. The Irish with an 11-point advantage. And now with 2:40 to go, the difference is nine. Neither team really ever completely able to separate themselves. I think the biggest lead ever, Sacred Heart had a 13-point advantage. Irish with the basketball and a 9-point lead with 2:40 to go. They get it into Olivia Eichhoff. She's immediately double-teamed. Ball stolen away by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman gives it up top. Knippelmeyer, three, got it! Natalie Knippelmeyer, her sixth three-pointer of the night. She has 6 3-point buckets for Natalie Knippelmeyer, 21 points in the ballgame. Suddenly, it's a 6-point contest. 2:18 to play in backcourt. Timeout's going to be taken. Sacred Heart to save the possession. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Sunny 101.3.
At home, all snug in your living room, watching your computer screen, you got to be enjoying this one. 49-43. It's a 6-point ball game. Irish hanging on to a 6-point lead. Tons of time left. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the ballgame. Irish with the basketball. Inbounding it, Jessica Wurtenberger in backcourt against full court pressure. Into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg travels with the basketball. A turnover. And that may be just what the Eagles need here. A quick turnover. They get the ball back with 2:14 to play. I'll tell you, this 3-point bucket just has changed the complexion of the game completely. 6-point lead. Here comes Johnson Brock down by six. Barons with the basketball. Irish in a man-to-man defense here, trying to prevent him from getting to the hoop with the ball. Taryn Ottoman, she's had a quiet night offensively tonight. Ottoman, spin move. Lays it up and good. Taryn Ottoman with 9 points. And suddenly it's a 4-point ball game. Down court pass, stolen away. Brooklyn Barons with a steal. 5-on-4, fast break. Barons takes it in, driving layup. It's blocked. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles are within four. 1:44 to play. This one is far from over, folks. 1:44 to go. Sacred Heart up by four, 49-45, trying to hang on to a 4-point lead. Inbound the pass, they lob it into Hallie Rasmussen. Here come Brooklyn Barons, the floater, she'll be fouled. And we're going to put Brooklyn Barons at the line. Pretty sure that's going to go on Lechtenberg.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep. Yes, it is.
And that'll be her second personal foul. Sacred Heart up 18 fouls.
All right, at the free throw line, Brooklyn Barons shooting two. The free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Brooklyn Barons struggling a little bit at the line. She's now made 3 out of 8 from the line. Have another shot coming here. A chance to make it a single possession game if she hits this one. It's up and off. No good. Big rebound for Macy Keller for the Irish. Keller comes down with the defensive board. Outlet pass, Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, a cross-court pass to Delaney Witt. Coach Luke Sando up shouting instructions. Wants to run the weave at the top of the key and burn some clock here. Minute 25 to play. Reach-in foul is going to be called across the way on Johnson Brock. Going to be on Ottoman, I'm sure.
Yeah, that foul will be on Ottoman, her third personal. 10 team fouls still for the Eagles.
So at the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff shooting two shots. She has not been to the line tonight. She has 4 points. The first shot is up, and it is good. Huge free throw there for Olivia Eichhoff as that extends the lead out to 5 once again at 50-45. Eichhoff takes aim for her second free throw. The senior looks to the hoop. A 58% free throw shooter on the season, and she just dropped them both. She drained a pair. Eichhoff with 6 points now, and it's a 6-point lead, 51-45. A minute 19 to go. Johnson Brock, a sense of urgency. They need to score and score quickly. Handling the ball, Buckmeyer to the top of the key. Rasmussen, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer can't get an open look. Rasmussen, long three. It's short. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 1:03 to play in the ball game, 51-45. Oh, wait a minute. They're saying it was tipped. The ball's going to belong to Johnson Brock. Eagles get the possession. The shot was tipped. Ottoman to inbound at baseline. Gets it into Rasmussen in the paint. Floater. Shot is up. She'll be fouled. Rasmussen at the free throw line. Lechtenberg, I'm sure.
Yeah, that tip-off and possession was just what the Eagles needed to get to the line. Get a chance to score a couple more points.
At the free throw line, Helly Rasmussen. She's 2-for-2 tonight so far. This one is up and good. Johnson Brock has had their opportunities at the charity stripe here in this second half to be right up in this ballgame. Rasmussen's second free throw is coming up. She can make it. The shot is up. It's good. She hit them both. And that makes it a 4-point ball game, 51-47, with 1 minute to play. 1 minute to go in the ball game. They inbound the ball to Eichhoff. That was very nearly an over and back here. Eichhoff barely got established in forecourt. A reach-in foul, I think, to Knippelmeyer with a deliberate foul here to try and put Wurtenberger at the line. Natalie.
Yeah, that'll be Knippelmeyer's first personal foul. Both teams still in bonus.
At the line. Shooting two, the first shot is up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger's a 67% free throw shooter on the season. She's made 9 of 11 tonight. Second shot is up, and it's good also. Those were huge free throws for Jessica Wurtenberger with 51 seconds to go. 6-point ball game. Knippelmeyer to the left side. Rasmussen can't get a look. Back up top to Behrens with it. Behrens dribbling into the paint. Kicks it to Knippelmeyer. Driving baseline. Knippelmeyer, floater. Shot is up and good. She got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer, she's having a night. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock with 36 seconds to play. It's a 4-point ball game, 53-49. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Clara Heller alongside, bringing you an exciting basketball tonight here from Johnson Brock High School. 35.9 seconds on the clock, 53-49. The Lady Irish hanging on to a 4-point lead. Sacred Heart will have the basketball against full court pressure. Inbounding it, Wurtenberger lobs it in. Delaney Witt chases down the basketball, goes down the left sideline, out of bounds, turned it over. Great job by Karen Ottoman to get over here and block the sideline. Witt tried to dribble around Ottoman. The ball got away out of bounds, and the Eagles get the ball back. Lechtenberg leaves the lineup. in for the first time. McKinley Scholl, first time on the floor in weeks. She was injured in the first game of the year at Sterling. Scholl making her appearance. Driving lay-in, trying to go for the shot. Travel is going to be called on Brooklyn Barron. She got double-teamed under there. 29 seconds to play, 29.7. Sacred Heart by four. Irish to inbound it. Wurtenberger on the baseline. Has to hurry to avoid the five count. Gets it into Keller. She's fouled immediately. Macy Keller will be at the line. Macy, the senior, is a 64% free throw shooter on the season. She has not been to the line tonight. Here she will be shooting two shots. That foul, believe, Ottoman. Right?
Well, you kind of saw Buckmeyer come up there and shove her a little bit.
But they're putting it on Ottoman, and that is Taryn's fifth personal. She's going to foul out of the ball game, finishing tonight with 9 points. All right, at the line, Macy Keller shooting two shots with 28 seconds to play. Shot is up. It's good. She got it. Macy Keller has just put the Irish back up by five. And so it's already a two-possession game. Keller will try and make the margin six with 28 seconds to play. Macy Keller, second free throw. It's on the way, and it's off. No good. The rebound, though, comes down to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger comes up with the basketball, and she will be fouled immediately down on the baseline. And now we'll put Jessica Wurtenberger at the line. This is going to turn into a free throw shooting contest here in the final minute. Again, McKinley Scholl, a 5'8 junior, on the floor tonight for the Irish.
And that foul was on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her second personal.
Wurtenberger hits the first of two. Now Lechtenberg checks in place of Macy Keller. Wurtenberger has made a basketball. Let's see, I think I've got her 11 of 13. This one is short. I shouldn't have said that. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. I put the jinx on her. Into forecourt. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Down by six. They need to shoot quickly. Knippelmeyer launches a long three that doesn't go. A battle for the rebound on the floor. A jump ball is called. Possession Arrow State with Johnson Brock. Lady Eagles are still alive. 11 seconds to play. The Irish hanging on to a six-point lead here. 55-49. To inbound the pass will be Brooklyn Barons. What a ball game we've had tonight. Barons lobs it in. Gets it into Rasmussen. Back to Barons. Stolen away by Delaney Witt. Witt with the steal. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart with 7 seconds to play. The score, 55-49. Irish are up by six. 7 seconds to go. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You got to be enjoying this one. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back inside Johnson Brock High School. The clock shows 7 seconds to play. Sacred Hearts girls are up by six, 55-49. Irish with the lead and the basketball. This has been a hard-fought contest. Inbounding the pass for Sacred Heart. Gentry Lechtenberg in the corner. Gets it into Olivia Eichhoff. Fast break, Eichhoff. The ball got away out of bounds, and it turned over. Johnson Brock gets it back with 3.3 seconds to go. Now McKinley Scholl back onto the floor. She'll check in here to play defense in place of Macy Keller. 3.3 seconds on the clock. 55-49. It would take a miracle, but we've seen it before. Down court, Brooklyn Barons. One shot at the buzzer from half court. In and out, doesn't go. And that's your ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish with the win tonight over the Johnson Brock Eagles. Your final score, Sacred Heart 55 and Johnson Brock 49. 55-49. Sacred Heart with the win. We've got the boys' second half of our doubleheader coming up. Stay with us. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap. That'll be coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. Again, your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish defeat the Johnson Brock Eagles 55-49, your final. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they had three girls in double figures, led by Delaney Witt tonight with 16 points, including 4 3-pointers. 14 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. Jessica Werdenberger had 13 points, including hitting 11 out of 13 free throws in the second half. 1 point tonight for Werdenberger, rather. Olivia Eichhoff had 6, and D.C. Witt finished with 3 for their total of 55 points. From the charity stripe, the Sacred Heart Irish girls tonight did well. They hit 20 out of 25 free throw attempts. Now to take a look at the Johnson Brock scoring, here's Clara Heller.
All right, here's some individual scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Natalie Knippelmeyer led with 23 total points. Then Taryn Onneman with 9. Then Brooklyn Behrens with 7. Hallie Rasmussen with 6. And Chloe Weiss and Natalie Clark with 2. Johnson Brock was 11 for 16 at the charity stripe.
Their total was 55-49. That's your final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest. Remember, we've got the second half of our doubleheader coming up. The boys' game up in about 15 minutes, so stay with us right here. Clara Heller, thanks for sitting in this quarter. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, we'll send it back to our Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll be back in 15 minutes on Sunny 101.3.